Hello and welcome back to the Self Love Show with me, Sammy, certified hypnotherapist and coach, working in the world with women to become the most self-secure, worthy and confident as fuck versions of themselves, the 2.0 version of them that manifest the love and the life that they desire. And on this episode, I wanted to talk more about manifestation because, oh my gosh, has over the last year my life just progressively increased by me purposefully, intentionally using the tools that I give to you and to all of my clients to manifest exactly what I want in my love life and in my business. So I think this is going to be just a little chit chat conversation here. I am actually going on a podcast to be interviewed in more depth about this on Monday, which I'm extremely excited about. So listen in, get a cup of tea, and I'm going to tell you about my experiences and my perception, my beliefs, my understanding of manifestation. And I hope and I know that this will really help you too. So I've literally been aware of manifestation since I was 15 years old. And when I was 15 was when all of my a lot of the root cause of my issues began for me, when I started to get really low self-esteem, feel really worthless, inadequate beneath people. And so I started to seek out self-development help because I was just feeling like all consumed by the mental misery in my mind about myself. I was also quite heavily at that point, I think, in body dysmorphia and eating disorders. And that went on until probably my early 20s. But along the way, I just never let this idea go, this philosophy, whatever we want to call it. Because it, you know, when you just find out about something and you read about something and you're like, that's so true, I just can't ignore that. And even though it took me a really long time, I mean, I'm 32 now, and it now really effortlessly works for me, and I get it, and I don't have to try so hard. I mean, I put in the work every day, but that's because I absolutely love using the tools that I use to manifest. And ultimately, because it just makes me feel absolutely incredible, the things I do every day, the stuff I give to my one-to-one clients. So when I first started, it was, of course, the traditional, usual story of I got told by a lady to get the book The Secret. And then that is when it just started me down this rabbit hole. And honestly, if you want a book, just come to my house because on manifestation, because I have got a library. And it was almost like for years and years, I could conceptualize it and understand what they were saying, but I couldn't believe it. So I couldn't embody it. And without the belief behind how it works, like, nothing's going to happen for you. So I think when I trained in 2018 as a rapid transformational therapist, that's when it all started to sink in for me, because I started to really understand and see the proof of the science behind manifestation and how it's about the subconscious mind. It's about programming our subconscious to become the version of ourselves that we want to be, and how when we put thoughts and pictures and like this dominant dialogue and feeling state into our subconscious mind, it's who we become. And that sets the lens and the perception that we then look into our life through, and through expectation and certainty in something happening for us, it happens. And I've got to a stage where I absolutely love all of the science behind it, because it's almost like there's so much science now that you cannot be ignorant to the fact that this just works. And it's not a woo-woo fad kind of a word. It's quite literally the thing that will actually change your entire life. And although I love and I know all of the science, I think the thing that has really propelled my relationship, myself and my business to change in the last year is because I now just believe that the impossible will just happen for me. So I don't anymore care about having logic reason behind stuff. Like, I happily fucking believe and wire into my mind all of the time that I get overnight success, that miracles literally happen for me, that stuff that doesn't even make sense can occur. And I believe it. I believe it until it literally happens. And I am a lady that I absolutely love called Amanda Francis, who's really well known in the manifestation world, especially in regards to money. I think it's her saying that it's something along the lines of, it isn't faith until it looks like it's not going to happen. And it's the day after you set the goal for that month, but you still believe anyway. And for a long time, I was saying that stuff and I knew that stuff and I was trying to went off then for some reason. So I was saying the stuff and I was trying to put it into practice, but I wasn't feeling or believing it. And like literally the last month, I have a very, so I now work by, I have big future goals that I want. I've got my vision boards of things that I want. I've done that before. I manifested this house, even when it seemed impossible. My fiance, when I was 17 years old, my baby, when I was literally had no periods and had miscarried. And I actually had rapid transformational therapy and then got pregnant again within 3 months. Like, I have manifested a lot in my life, but it was very sporadic. It wasn't consistent, but I've always had a very strong ability and belief system inside of me with a lot of stuff that was kind of like just minute things of, oh, that'll just work out. Yeah, that'll be fine. And I know that it's because I've for years read these kind of books. So it's like my subconscious is already wired in that direction. Like, something small would happen and I'd be like, yeah, it's just gonna work out. I just don't care. So I've never been, as an adult, someone that goes into panic mode about stuff. I've always naturally now been able to have a belief system inside of myself that it's just gonna work. But I could never get that behind the big stuff, like the things I really wanted. And so a lot of my story is around having my daughter going into postpartum anxiety. We were in the pandemic. We had external family issues and it rerouted, thankfully, limiting beliefs and things from my past that I hadn't properly healed yet. So I then had to get to work. And during that work, which I started last year in 2022, I've changed who I am as a woman. I even think that I look different. I, you know, all of those physical elements, I just am an embodiment of a very different woman now. I'm an embodiment of a very confident woman. I believe in myself. I really like myself. Like, all of the stuff I've been saying for a long time to try and convince myself, it's like I am convinced now and I'm an embodiment of it. And I then have shifted my relationship because I changed myself. And I do a lot of videos, especially in relationship. Most people come to me for relationships because your traditional kind of mindset around relationships is that we shouldn't be walked all over and make it out like it's our fault and that we need to change. I just want to say, right, what is the point in having that mind, that perspective? Because you ain't never going to force anyone else to change. And at the end of the day, even if you do, you're still not going to feel good about yourself. You're still going to have limiting beliefs. So why don't we all just do ourselves a favor and focus on becoming the best version of us so that maybe our relationship will match up with it, or maybe it won't, and we'll just go and have a more fucking fabulous life with people who are aligned with us. Like, it does you a favor in every single way. So I do find it funny if I ever get like the odd random comment about that. But I also am very aware that's coming from women who have had very bad past experiences in relationships. So they need to actually do this work the most, because when it comes to manifestation, there is no limitations. You can change your relationship. Like, I've been with my fiance for 15 years this year, and it genuinely, we were having conversations at the start of last year that we were just not going to make it through. And now I'm not saying to you that we don't have disagreements or arguments now. We do, but they are dealt with so differently. Like, I am a different woman. My nervous system is not completely out of whack, on fight or flight, going into catastrophe mode, thinking I'm the worst person ever. Like, of course, I have a couple of moments of those irrational thoughts, but I catch them and I change them immediately, and I become a different person. And as I'm a different person, he becomes a different person. It's like he's evolving with me and growing. And that's what a relationship is. There's two people in a relationship. So there's just no point at the end of the day in focusing on forcing someone else to change and saying it's their fault, because you're just making your life worse and you're not going to manifest the stuff that you want. So yeah, I just, that stuff makes me laugh. So yeah, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent then. I can't remember where I was coming to, but yeah, I just basically couldn't get myself behind making the manifestations occur for the things I wanted. I think this is what I was getting at. So now I have like monthly goals of what I wanted to achieve in my business, and I get them every single time. And even like this last month, this last week, it was looking like what I wanted wasn't going to happen. And I now know how to quite efficiently get myself into what we call the knowing state. So that's a state where essentially it feels inside of yourself impossible that it can't happen. So just think of something in your life that happens that is such a standard to you that it would be laughable if it didn't occur. Like, it's out of the realm of possibility. And it looked completely illogical. It looked like it literally wasn't going to occur. And I've got so much confidence now in the fact that it will, that I speak out loud to my partner, and I would have never done that before. And it literally, what I got what I wanted on the last day of the month, like, because of the solid belief systems I've got, the work I invest into myself every single day. Like, the tools that I give my clients are exactly what I do. So a lot of people come to me because they can relate to me, because I actually do it and I've actually had to change my life. So I'm not just sitting on a pedestal telling you what to do and that you're wrong or whatever else. Nothing at all like that. It's saying, look, I did this and it helped me. So listen, if you want it to, then it's here for you. And I have a strong level of certainty in what I want occurring. Now, this doesn't mean if I was to say next month I'm going to be a millionaire, that's going to happen, because there's a level of ridiculous disbelief that you're just wasting your time. So you can either be keeping yourself small and having really small goals that then just don't even keep you motivated whatsoever, or you can step up to a bit of a level that's pushing you and making you feel a bit uncomfortable, but you're willing to put the work in and it's the next level, but you can believe in the possibility of it occurring, or you just go really, really crazy, which I believe is actually probably what I used to do. I used to just have massive life goals. I didn't section it down into monthly stuff. I just used to have like end of year goals and stuff like that. And it seemed so far-fetched to me that my mind couldn't possibly have the ability to get behind it. Now, you need to allow your mind to have the potential to be susceptible to the beliefs that you're putting in, because belief systems create our life. So when you're able to wire in the visions, the belief systems, the affirmations, do all the stuff to create whatever it is at the end of the month you want, the end of 3 months, the end of 6 months, and then get yourself using the right stuff that works for you, into the mindset space. Now, there's energies, there's mindset. I just like to think of the sciencey kind of stuff here. What you repetitively wire into your mind that becomes your dominant focus and the dominant lens that you look through life, you are going to see. You will experience it. Now, it might take a little bit of time, but once you start to see little pieces of evidence add up, like it, which is what I started to do, that builds the momentum, and then you just use that momentum and you fucking get behind it. So I'm very, 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 this year more than ever, driven and focused and precious, is that the word, with my energy, in a sense of like, I do not want other people's belief systems or like their limiting beliefs or their perceptions on things, or like even just watching ridiculous TV programs about stuff that I do not want to believe. I don't want that stuff going into my subconscious mind, because I've now got way too much evidence behind me to prove that the subconscious mind quite literally creates your life, and what is programmed in there by what you believe and you expect with certainty and you sit in a knowing state of is always going to be what you're going to get. So I'm very, 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 like, more than ever focused on being very careful of the conversations I'm in, who I'm around, what I listen to, what I let my mind accept. And I do my stuff. I show up every day. I do the work that I give to my clients. I do everything I talk about on my podcast, on my TikTok videos, I put on my email list, all of that stuff. Like, I am a pure embodiment of it. And so I can sit and say, I've now had a lot of evidence to say that this stuff works. And it's just, there's just too much science behind it. And you don't even need to know all of the science. This is the thing, like one of the points I made earlier, you don't even need to know how this all works. Like, how do we create our reality? Like, how does the quantum field work? How are there all of these different parallel realities all living and existing at exactly the same time? Like, how does that stuff even happen? Like, if you just want to manifest, I would just say, get yourself behind things that are going to help you, but just start to have a solid belief that things that seem impossible can happen for you. And it will work. Give yourself time. I always say science can't fail you, because it's not that there's anything different or wrong with you. You're the same as everyone else. It's just that you need to switch your dominant focus, your belief systems, your thoughts into the direction that you want them to go, and into the focus of the things that you want to bring into your life. You just need to get into that tipping point, and it can take a week for some, a month for others, a year for others. Like, I suppose it just depends on how much you really, really want it. And I think, well, I know for me this year, it's like there was still a lot of self-sabotage for me going on last year and the years before. And I knew, like, I was a qualified hypnotherapist and coach before I became a mum. So it wasn't that I don't have the qualifications. It was that it was me. There was something going on inside of me that was changing my life experience. And there's people all over the internet that are coaches that are extremely successful, and they have no qualifications. And all that ever is amazing evidence to prove that what you get your mind behind and what you program your subconscious mind with, you can become and make happen in your life. And I do honestly think, and I like to think, that you have to be a little bit crazy to make stuff happen. Crazy people are successful. Successful people have a goal that they want to achieve. And whether they are intentionally manifesting or not, and know of all of this kind of tools that you can do to manifest or not, they are choosing and deciding that that's going to happen for them, and they expect their success to be inevitable. They don't know how they're going to get there, but they just know that they will. And that's a really big thing of putting aside, that I'm sure you'll hear a lot of, is you don't even need to know how. Just like let that go. Just think, I'll have miracles. And like a recent thing that happened for me overnight is my TikTok's been going, like, ticking over, getting just general kind of now and again a video going quite well. And overnight a video of mine just went really viral, and my TikTok followers have gone, like, doubled literally within a couple of nights. Loads of more sales coming in. And I haven't done anything different other than what I've been doing over the last, like, year. Obviously, I update it with the different goals that I want. But it's like, let things just catch up with you. Let science work for you. Let your subconscious mind be reprogrammed. Just give it a bit of time and just know it's inevitably going to happen one way or another. So I was in a lot of self-sabotage before. I had a lot of discomfort within myself. I didn't want to be seen again. I had a lot of fears, and I've managed to get myself to a place now where, yeah, I still get fears. We always will, but I don't care about them anymore. Like, to me, I just think, you only get better at stuff by just doing it. And before, I would have never felt comfortable saying that or doing that. Like, if you want to be a coach, you only get better at being a coach by having clients. You only get better at doing social media by doing social media. And the fears you'll come to know are just another way of keeping you safe. And if you can keep on working over them and bypassing them, there'll eventually not be a fear anymore. It's just a feeling. It's an emotion. It's a belief inside of yourself that you've thought over and over. So now it feels like it's truth, but it's not. You can decide to make different truths, different beliefs. You can decide to reinvent yourself and make a completely different life for yourself, whatever stage you're at. It's possible. The impossible is possible. We don't need logic or reasoning or all of that rational shit behind us. If you want to go big, just leave that where it is. Ignore it. Don't get it consumed by conversations of other people that are putting down your dreams or the things that you want to have. If it's you in your relationship, do not shit talk your partner to other people so that they then further increase the poor expectations of your partner. Just protect yourself and what it is that you want to create in your life, because you'll get there. If you invest in whatever it is that works for you, I take on one-to-one clients. There's the Ultimate Self-Love Guidebook. There's all my free things that are linked in my podcast, but I might not align with you. You might hear it differently through someone else and they might be your person. But honestly, do not give up. Manifestation, it happens whether you believe in it or not. It's occurring. You're manifesting things you want, or you're manifesting the things that you don't want. Just like we believe in the law of gravity and we believe in electricity, but we have no goddamn clue of how it works. You just expect it. So just allow yourself to be open-minded and dive into the laws of the universe. Look at the law of attraction, look at the laws of assumption, look at quantum physics. Like, change your life, because your subconscious mind, if you program that in the right way, you will achieve things that the old version of you would have never expected could actually ever happen. Because as I sit here today with how I've changed my life using manifestation and just really, really getting behind the subconscious reprogramming now, like, it is literally my full-time job every day to do it for myself first before I even have my clients. Morning, evening, and I've got my daily embodiment stuff. It's all laid out in the Self-Love Guidebook. I will not miss a day, because I fucking love it too much. It makes me feel so good. If nothing else, just think of it this way. Changing the belief systems that you've got about yourself is just going to give you peace of mind and freedom inside. It's just going to make you feel good. It's going to make you feel light. It's going to make you feel happy. It's going to stop that anxiousness, that anxiety. It's going to stop that chasing for other people to meet your needs and make you feel better, because only you, literally the love just comes from you. So I hope that this episode has given you some inspiration, some good ideas to get started on your manifestation journey. Manifestation just is. So let's start using it to our advantage.